I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of the radio show today. We are so thankful that you are spending some time with us this morning and just listening to our success stories that we share and the resources that we have available through I've Decided. And hopefully you're going to learn a lot from today's show just about what's available right here in our community. We have so many great organizations that help our community and give back to those in need. And we love, with I've Decided, we love collaborating with those organizations. And one of them is the Peoria Public School Foundation. And my friend Cindy Morris is here with me this morning. Hey, Cindy.
Hey.
Thanks so much for being here. And so we're going to learn, maybe you're like me. I only learned about this foundation a couple of years ago. My daughter started at District 150 school her freshman year over at Rich Woods. And I met Cindy and I didn't even know it existed. So our goal is to just really help get the word out and to help our community understand what is available and what the needs are. They are doing so much amazing stuff. But, you know, we just had our half-day motivational conference, too, yesterday. So that's exciting. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. And we're just really thankful for our partnerships, our businesses. We really want to give a shout-out to Junction City. Junction City is our first presenting sponsor that we have. And so we have about 50 businesses who are a part of our organization. And just want to encourage you to check out the website. Go to ivedecided.org. See what kind of events we have going on and click on the resource tab and just check out those businesses who are a part of I've Decided. We like to call them community-wide difference makers because these are your local businesses who really care about the community and are spending a lot of time and dollars giving back to you and want to help you be successful in your goals. And that's what we want to do with I've Decided. We want to be that platform for your success and transformation to be successful in your goals, whatever they are, whatever it is that you want to achieve. That's what we're here for. So let's just dive right in. So Cindy, Peoria Public School Foundation, help the listeners understand a little bit more about what you guys do and what you were created for and all of the good things that you got going on.
Okay, so thank you, Kim, for letting us talk today and being so supportive of the Peoria Public Schools Foundation and what you're doing with I've Decided. Our foundation, you know, we in Peoria, we're so fortunate to have incredible nonprofit charity organizations. And I feel blessed every day to be working at the Peoria Public Schools Foundation, which is our organization exists exclusively to support Peoria Public Schools, the students, the families, the staff. And we do it in very traditional ways as far as classroom grants for teachers. Right now we're in that process of any teacher in the school district can apply for up to $1,000 grant. And then we grant out money every year with that. We do another traditional way of public school support, foundation support, student scholarships. That's mostly for seniors going on to college, helping them with money. The exciting thing for me as the executive director and working with just a wonderful independent board, we do some unique new things in Peoria and in our school district. We have a program going into our fifth year, our Horizons Club. Trish O'Shaughnessy runs that, but it's a career and college readiness program that we're in all middle schools. It's basically a lunch and learn where we bring in various career professionals to talk to students at 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And the goal is to help them determine possibly what they might want to take in high school, what they want to do as far as going on beyond high school, going into college or technical schools, the trades. And it's just a beautiful program because it's not only that career college piece, it's a true mentoring program. Adopt a School. We're now overseeing that program, which is a national program, but been in our school district for 30 years. And that's a beautiful program as well, because what it does is links organizations, churches, and businesses to schools, typically geographically close to where they are, and it connects them to mentoring and tutoring in the classroom, impacting students directly. The organizations make financial contributions to their Adopt-A-School. They can provide school supplies and uniforms and things like that. But it's Sarah Oakford is running that, and she's very active in I've Decided and just loves being a part of the group. The basic need items in the district have kind of grown and grown over the years, and we feel very fortunate to have that service and provide this to our families. All kindergarten through eighth grade students in the school district are required to wear uniforms. And we offer and do fundraising specific to help our families in need. If they need uniform assistance for their kids, we have that available to them. And it's not just that. We really make it extensive in the fact that we recognize, you know, it's not just uniforms. Our students need coats. They need gloves and hats. And our high school students, they don't wear uniforms. But sometimes we get contacted, you know, that they're not wearing the proper clothes. So we really have a long reach of support in the school district. We provide thousands of uniforms and clothing assistance every year. And our community is very generous in that respect. And those are some of the main things we do, but the list kind of grows and grows. We provide a lot of emergency assistance. There's some generous people in the community that support students that have true emergency needs, such as if a family has a house fire. If you don't have resources or family that can help out, where do you go? Our foundation, we have a fund where if a family has a house fire, we can provide basic need assistance to families and students, like food and like basic clothing and you know, bedding and things like that. We use that fund a lot for students that need glasses. I mean, you know, to learn, you've got to be able to see, and glasses are an important thing. So we use the fund for many different things.
Wow. So you're just, there's so much help that you can provide out there. I guess my question is, how would these families find out about the Peoria Public School Foundation? So like, how do you determine if someone qualifies for this need? Do they fill out an application, a family, or does the school kind of give you names of families? Like, how do you determine who gets the help?
So we, every year, we go and talk to all the school principals, and we share with them the process, how to connect with us to make this happen. So a lot of times the uniforms will come from a social worker or counselor at a school or a teacher, and then they go to their school secretary, and then there's a little paperwork. But then we deliver the uniforms directly to the school. It's kind of given to the student, not a big deal, but just put in their backpack and they take home. So we make it very easy. I know in the beginning when we did uniforms, we would give gift cards and let them go out and get their own. But we found that a lot of our families in need don't even have transportation. So we tried to make it as easy as possible in giving them the uniform directly in their little backpacks. And that's worked out really well. The emergency need, that fund, again, a lot of times it comes, and a lot of our schools have the social worker and the counselors. We work closely with them, but, you know, they know if a family's had a house fire, and then there's, a form that's filled out, and then it's very discreet, and it's just, you know, the purpose of it is just to help these families in need, to make them feel better and just support them in the way they need help.
Yeah, so they can get what they need. I just think this is such an awesome organization. Hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio today. I'm Kim Martin, host of your show, founder of I've Decided, and I'm talking to my friend Cindy Morris. She's the executive director out at the Peoria Public School Foundation and just doing great things. And it's back to school. You know, the kids have been just back a couple of weeks, and I cannot believe it's a school year again. It seems like it was the summer just flew by. But, you know, it's so fun for me, I have teenagers, so fun for me taking them school shopping and getting all their supplies and what they need. And Cindy and I were talking before we started this show, we don't think about those kids out there that they don't have that luxury of going out and buying all the supplies that they need, probably more than they need, right? They're struggling really just having the basic needs. And we want to think about that. That's why we have Cindy here today on the show. We need to think about it. We want you to think about it when you're out shopping. I was saying, you know, why not pick up an extra uniform? If you're buying your kids, you know, three uniforms or whatever, pick up an extra pair of pants or an extra shirt and bring it out. Do they just bring it to your office, Cindy, or do you have a drop-off place? Or if someone wants to make, and we're looking, you know, we want nice new uniforms, right? Yeah. This is new uniforms that you could buy extra and drop off, but where would they bring that?
And what I really encourage is, you know, because we have 27 schools, and I think that there's a lot of people in the community that, you know, they'll be connected to a particular school, and they'll donate gently used uniforms or new uniforms, and that's totally fine. For the foundation, my goal is to always try to raise money to buy uniforms that all look, you know, the same or nice. And not that I get contacted regularly that people will say, you know, I've got uniforms, I'll take them, I'll find a school for them. But half the times, it's not something I would even let my child wear. And so if I wouldn't let my kid wear a used uniform, I'm not going to give it to a kid. And that's, I find something I've learned in the school district. There's something about giving a kid a brand new uniform.
Yeah.
You would think they won the lottery. And it's a very good feeling for a child that doesn't have much to get a brand new uniform.
And every kid wants to have something new to wear on the first day of school, no matter who they are.
Yes.
I mean, think about it. I know when I can remember back when I was a kid, that was the best part, is wearing that new outfit, you know. And we didn't have plenty when I was a kid. We didn't. But I did have a new outfit for the first day of school and a new pair of shoes.
And it's
something to be proud.
It is.
You can take pride in that.
Absolutely. And we are, you know, it's, I can always tell when it's leading up to school, usually the two or three weeks before school starts, I'll get some calls from these moms that say, you know, it's like, it's heart-wrenching because they'll say, you know, we found out about you and, you know, I don't have any money and I need to get my kids stuff. And I just kind of stop them in their tracks and say, you know what? Don't worry about it. We're going to get you your kids' uniforms and everything's going to be fine. And it happens every time, you know, the two or three weeks leading up to school. And then the first two or three months we get bombarded, which, you know, for me and for our foundation, I mean, that's what we're here to do. We're here to serve. So it's a great feeling. And we want our kids to be successful. We want them to feel like whole and feel, you know, important. And again, I just feel very blessed that we have this resource.
Yeah, I love it. And you're very passionate about this. How did you get involved? I'm just curious. What's your story behind this, being the director of the Peoria Public School Foundation?
So my story is this, that I grew up in Peoria Public Schools and just, you know, had a good experience. But our children were in Peoria Public Schools as well. But I was a former banker, and when I was at the bank, I actually was in marketing and was the liaison to the bank's Adopt-a-School program. And so I kind of got a hint of working in the schools, and I really liked it, and then having our own children getting involved in their schools. And when I started to volunteer in the schools, I was like, oh, this is where I want to be. This is where I've got to be. And I loved banking and I loved that career, but it wasn't tugging at my heart like working in the school district and working with kids. And then so, you know, I just am very passionate about public education and helping all kids. And it's truly like an honor for me and the people that I work with. You know, the staff that I work with, they all feel the same way. Our board, you know, we are a self-sustained organization. So, you know, the school district has a very, very large budget. You know, we're self-sustained. So everything we do is on our own dime. And we, you know, so we do have to do some fundraising and things like that, but it's worth it, you know, that we can make a difference. So.
And you got something coming up.
Yes, we do.
And so we want to talk about this. I'm super excited because that's coming up early September.
Yes.
And happening out of Junction City.
Yes.
And is it the Wine and Whiskey Walk? Is
yes.
that right? Wine
yes.
and Whiskey Walk?
Yes.
So tell us about that because I know you guys did it last year.
Yes.
And it was a huge fundraiser for you.
Yes. And we are so fortunate. Our office is now at Junction City, which I am absolutely thrilled with. The Kazam family is just wonderful and generous, and they're, you know, so supportive of Peoria Public Schools. And a couple years ago, I asked Brittany Michael, who, you know, is like the head organizer of this event, I said, how can we become the charity partner? And shortly after that, you know, she's like, okay, you can be. And since, you know, you're out at Junction City, it makes sense. But it's a great event. It's on Saturday, September the 9th from 1 to 6. And you can go actually to our website, www.ppsfoundation.org, and get tickets or sign up to volunteer. But it's a day of tasting, you know, whiskeys and wines. There's a lot of music and entertainment, and there's like food sampling. So it's just a great time. You know, any of the profits made from the event come to the Peoria Public Schools Foundation and help with what we do. So we're so thankful to the Kazams, Junction City, Brittany, Michael.
Aren't they amazing?
For that support.
I'm thankful to the Kazams too and Junction City. They really believe in I've Decided what we're doing, and it's amazing what they give back to this community. And so, you know, and they don't toot their own horn, so we'll toot it for them.
Yes, yes, yes.
They don't go around sharing all the things that they do, but they are very involved and very, and we are so grateful for them as well. So if you're looking for a way that you can learn more about the Peoria Public School Foundation, that you can, you know, come out and support what's going on, this is a great It's a great event. It's one of those things where it's always nice when you buy a ticket and then you get something in return, right? You feel like, okay, I'm buying a ticket, but I'm getting all these samples and all this food and all this good time.
Right.
And then the proceeds all go back to the Peoria Public Schools Foundation. It's going to be a fun event. And you're listening. I'm surely you've been out to Junction City and you know all the how beautiful it is out there and all the wonderful businesses that are out there. And it's a fun event. They have the patio all the way around and just lots of fun. And so you got to come out. If you haven't been out to Junction City in a while, it's a good opportunity to do that as well, too.
Yeah, it really is a fun event. And I, you know, I have to say, I've been to a lot of events. I've done lots of events. It's really fun. And we had just the most beautiful day last year. And, you know, I'll be there all day. Trish and Sarah that, you know, work at the foundation. You know, there's just great people out there, so we'd be happy to talk to you, and we'd love to see you, and you know, please consider that support.
And we're going to say a prayer right now that it's just good weather.
Yeah.
we're gonna hope for good weather for this year, too, so that you'll have as much as success. And so get your tickets for that. You know, go out, support that. It's a great opportunity to come support our local businesses in Junction City, support Junction City, and have a fun day and give back to the Peoria Public Schools Foundation all at one time. So that's one thing you guys do. What else? I know you got, I went to a breakfast last January. That was wonderful.
And that I'd like to invite everyone, all the listeners to. It's really special because, again, there's so many events in the community and just great charitable organizations. But this event is very special. We call it our 365 breakfast. And it will be on Thursday, January the 11th. It's at the old Woodruff WCTC, Woodruff Career and Technical Center. The neat part about it is there's a culinary program there. So the culinary students in the school district prepare the food. And it's a wonderful breakfast.
It is delicious.
It's a free breakfast. So we just ask that you RSVP. And the goal of it is to really friend raise. Now, you know, like I said, everything we do is, you know, based on our fundraising. But the main goal is fundraising. But if you're able, you know, we'd love to take donations that day.
No, wait a minute. I got to back up. Friend raise?
Fundraising.
So what does that mean? I've never heard that term before.
So, well, you know, I mean, fundraising is just everywhere. You know, you always get asked for money, but fundraising is just getting people connected to your organization, making new friends. And eventually, hopefully, with that goal that, you know, when you can or if you're able, you know, at some point you can make a donation. But we like friends, you know, friends that are going to support what we do, spread the word, you know, volunteer. So, you know, if you can't give, just be a good friend of the organization.
I love that. Friend raise.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Did you create that?
No.
You've
heard it before? Yeah, I've heard it before.
That's a original for me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ooh, I love that. I might have to steal that. I like that. That's a great. And that's exactly what it is. You know, I went for the first time last January, and you said it's January the 11th of 2018. So save the date.
January
11th, 2018. It's like 7 a.m. in the morning, right?
7:30. You're in and out.
Yeah. And it is really cool to see all the kids cooking the food and serving.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had some really great speakers.
We do. And entertainment, the superintendent will talk. And yeah, it's a great, you know, it's, there's just so many things that get us caught up in our afternoons and evenings. This is morning. So you're in and out, you know, you have your whole day. And so
you can still go to work.
Yeah, exactly.
With a full belly.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you can come make some new friends and join the friend raising.
Yes.
I think that's awesome. I love it. So good. Okay. So with we have the wine and whiskey walk happening on September the 9th. And the kids are in full swing now back at school. And you said you guys are doing something else with getting like personal things, hygiene things for the kids.
There's a new Adopt-A-School partner, and it's the district's round table, and they're collecting hygiene items. So this would be that they give out to students that have that need, you know, if it's soap or toothpaste, toothbrushes, deodorant. So they have collection boxes all over. And that's something that is, you know, used all year long with students. I know Richwood's kind of started it and led it, but they are branching out to other middle schools and high schools.
And so there's boxes set up. Where are the boxes?
So I know Richwood's High School has one. The district administration building has one. You know, our foundation, we can take and pass them along. But the eventual goal will, there'll be, you know, boxes at every school.
And so if you want to donate new items, you would just donate the new hygiene items and put it in that box.
Yes.
And then they disperse it to the kids.
Yes.
So it is so cool. I was just reading this number about the poverty in our city. And, you know, it's just truly something you don't sit around thinking about. But it's like 1 in 3 kids. Is that true? Is that the right statistic?
It's staggering. And, you know, Kim, now that you brought that up, I needed to mention it. It'll just be just like a little highlight to share one other thing that's kind of exciting. And it's a good friend of yours, Daniel Moore.
Yeah.
His church, they are starting a new free pantry project.
Second Chance Church.
Yes.
I know. I'm so excited about this.
So,
yes. Do talk about this.
Yes.
Talk. I'm going to have them come and share on the radio, but go ahead and give them a plug.
Be a little teaser about it. There's 6 schools that have been determined to have these free pantry boxes, which are items for families to take, you know, that are in need. And it's going to be in front of a school. A lot of the inner city schools will have them. And I know, like with Daniel, the place that he works, the Hampton Inn, they're like adopting one of the schools.
They're
going to be kind of responsible for replenishing that. And if it's ramen noodles or peanut butter, or you know, the food, cereal, things that families could use. And it's nice because I know around town people are familiar with the book, the little library books boxes.
Right.
It's the same kind of concept. It's this cabinet that, you know, has this, you can open it. And it gives instructions, you know, take what you need. If you're able, you can replenish. If not, you know, but it's
an honor system.
Yes.
So really, if they take it, they take it.
Right.
But the goal is that hopefully people will just take what they need.
Exactly. Take what they need. And then, you know, I think the ideal goal would be to get people to like Hampton Inn that will adopt and really kind of continually support it on a weekly basis. Because we do, we have so many families that, you know, are just, you know, not eating and their meals may be just what's at school. So, you know, we want our kids to be, you know, come to school with, you know,
not hungry.
Yeah, not hungry.
Not hungry because, when you're hungry, I don't know. I mean, I don't recall ever really being truly hungry. I'm never hungry that because I always have food, right? So when I get hungry, I eat.
Right.
But just what is that new term? Hangry.
Hangry.
You know,
yeah.
So it really is. We joke about that when we're on a diet or something like that.
Right.
We're like, I'm hangry. But it's not really a joke because it really does happen. You really do. When you start to get hungry.
Yes.
And the kids, I think a lot of times that I've heard a story, and you may have shared that with me, when one of the high school kids got in a lot of trouble because he asked for seconds. And he like shoved.
Oh,
his,
you okay.
Did you share that?
No, that was Derek Booth. Derek Booth.
Oh, he shared that Booth, where the
right.
kid like
yes.
shoved the tray back at the cafeteria.
And he
lady.
Just said he was hungry.
And they said, "Why did you do that?" Because this was a pretty good kid. He hadn't gotten in any trouble. And he goes, "I just was hungry."
Yeah.
And he asked for seconds, and she couldn't give it to him. And it's actually
the cafeteria lady,
right?
Broke
my heart.
And that's like, that is the thing, Kim. You know, and Derek Booth spoke about that, and he's the new director of the social emotional learning, which is true. I mean, if you have social emotional issues on top of being very hungry, you know, I mean, you're going to be angry. Just think, yeah, I mean, like, you know, I know with my kids when they get hangry, but, you know, I mean, yeah, that, you know, that's real. That really does happen. So, you know.
And it just breaks your heart. And so we've got, there are a lot of, I think that we are all looking, if you have extra, you know, if you're blessed and you have what you need, we need to give back. We really, there's no reason, there's plenty, you know, there's plenty of poverty in this community for sure, but there's plenty of wealth too.
Mm-hmm.
And there really is no reason for anyone in our community to be hungry. I mean, obviously we can't, they're going to,
and I have, to,
there's never going to be equal across. It just doesn't work that way.
And
to be hungry,
right.
There should be no reason.
And I think you're going to like this, Kim. I went to a National School Foundation Association conference in March, and they said this to me, and it struck me to be so true. The opposite of poverty is not wealth, it's dignity. And I loved that because that's true. You know, these kids, you know, to be hungry, you know, and to, I mean, to have to ask for food or clothing.
Oh, I just got chills.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, and parents, who wants to do that? But, you know, I mean, you've got to do what you've got to do.
And then their parents are desperate. I just got chills to the core when you said that.
Right.
Because it's desperate. It's so easy for us to judge people. There's, you know, why would they steal? Why are they thieves? Why are they doing this? And it's mm-hmm. like, you know what? When your kid is hungry, you get desperate. And you do desperate things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I think a big part of a lot of the crime simply is desperation. Now, granted, there's always going to be an exception to rule. There's mm-hmm. there's some people that are just evil. We know that.
Right.
But most of it is not. Most of it is simply desperation. It's just out of desperation. And that's all they know how to do to get the help that they need. And I love what you said, the dignity.
Mm-hmm.
Just that pride of having to ask. It seems easier to maybe go take it
mm-hmm.
than to ask.
Right.
Nobody wants to ask.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, we don't think about it. I don't want to ask for help. I don't, you know, it's a humbling thing to have to do.
Right. The other thing I'd like to point out to the listeners is, you know, for us, this, our programming's been very big, and it's, I know there's some people in the community that are involved with a nonprofit or charity organization, but if you're not and you're looking for a way to get involved, our Horizons Club is a very easy way that you could talk about your career path with middle school students. So I encourage you to consider coming to our Horizons Club. You can pick any of the schools that have it. You can contact our office. I'll connect you with Trisha O'Shaughnessy. The other thing are for businesses and organizations out there and churches, you know, the Adopt-A-School program, adopting a school, it can be one of three things or really anything you make of it, you know. If you've got volunteers in your church that can mentor or tutor students, if you've got, you know, a business that can, you know, put a box at their business and collect supplies for students, or, you know, some businesses like to just provide financial support to a nonprofit for a tax write-off. You know, there's a way that we can connect you to our Peoria Public Schools, and you can make such an impact. So I'm just asking to consider, you know, those two ways that you could connect in Peoria Public Schools.
And Cindy, can they email you? Is there a way to reach out to you? What is your email address?
My email address is Cindy, cindy.morris@psd150.org.
Okay.
You can contact the office at 713-3608. Our new website launch will be hopefully by next Monday. So we're getting kind of an updated website page, but it's www.ppsfoundation.org. So please contact us anytime, and we really appreciate the consideration.
I can't believe our half hour is up already. It goes so fast. Again, I learned so much, and I just really appreciate you, Cindy, and what you guys are doing with the Peoria Public School Foundation. I love our collaboration together, and any way I've decided can help you, just let us know. We want to, and we have adopted Jamison School.
Yes.
We adopted last year, so hopefully as we grow with that, we'll learn more things that we can do and get more involved in that. So I'm excited about this school year to see how we can help more with that. So I want to encourage you listeners to, you know, if you're listening and you own a business and you'd like to adopt a school, it's a really cool thing to do. And
I have to tell you real quick, too, since you're a big Jamison supporter, yesterday was the back to school event with all staff. There's a teacher at Jamison that got the teacher of the year.
Oh, really?
Julie Cranwell. So that's super exciting.
That is exciting.
All the teachers in the school district, she's the one that got selected.
Oh, I'm going to have to interview her.
Yes.
I'll have to have her come on the radio show.
Yeah,
that is exciting.
Yeah.
Yay, go our school. That's great. We love Jamison. Obviously, we partner with PUP, People with Unlimited Potential, and they come out of Jamison. And I have a special, special heart for those that have special needs and just really want to support them. So anyway, thank you so much for listening into our I've Decided radio show today. We really appreciate it. You can email me at kim@ivedecided.org or check us out on the website at ivedecided.org. Would love to connect with you. And thanks again, Cindy, for joining us. And we look forward to being with you again next Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?